Chapter 21. Going Home. Jack and Lei sat on the cold stone steps outside the Beijing Municipal Committee building, watching silently as a steady stream of police officers moved in and out. The officers were busy carrying boxes laden with documents and various items seized from Leo's office to secure evidence. Lei shifted slightly. A pained hissing sound escaped his lips. Jack glanced over, noticing the bandage peeking out from under Lei's jacket sleeve, where the hidden camera had been concealed. "You're all right?" Jack asked. Lei readjusted his arm and grunted,
"Yeah, I'll be fine."
They fell silent again for a while, both lost in thoughts.
"It was a good call to also get Ying on board after talking to Chief Wong at the headquarters," Jack commented, breaking the comfortable silence. "Getting her to set up the camera within your bandages and her help in getting a live stream going, quite the move."
Lei nodded, a smile touching his lips despite the fatigue etched deeply on his face.
"I owe her."
He paused, watching as another box was carefully loaded into a police van.
"Exposed it all right there,"
he added thoughtfully, the significance of their actions still settling in. Jack leaned forward, resting his elbows on his knees.
"You took a massive risk today, Lei. Streaming our encounter with Leo live without knowing what we'd get into, especially revealing the information about Liang Wei's Bitcoin wallet, that wasn't exactly up to protocol."
He searched Lei's face, looking for signs of regret or doubt.
"Recompense injury with justice," Lei replied, more to himself than to Jack.
"That's from Confucius, right? You mentioned it in the little restaurant on the first day we met.
Jesus, that was just a couple days ago. Feels like a lifetime."
"You remember," Lei smiled. He looked over his shoulder as yet another officer exited the building with a box full of documents.
"I guess this will take a while here. Chief Wong will be busy coordinating the collection of the evidence and making sure Secretary Leo is tracked down. Why don't we grab something to eat in the meantime? There's a nice place just around the corner. Let's head there."
He stood up and motioned Jack to follow him.
"What do you think will happen now? With you, I mean, after getting this out into the open despite the orders to keep it a secret?"
Jack asked as he caught up with his partner.
"I don't know, Jack. I'll probably get more than just a slap on the wrist for this one."
He shrugged, a gesture that belied the seriousness of his situation.
"But it was the right thing to do. It's about justice. It's about showing that no one, not even a senior party member, is above the law. If that means I take some heat, so be it."
As they exited the building's compound, Lei continued his thoughts.
"And Chief Wong, he's a good chief. He talks tough and adheres to the rules almost too strictly, but he genuinely means well. He pushed hard to make sure everything was done by the book today. It's just that sometimes going by the books leaves you devoid of a plan B."
Their conversation wound down as they turned a street corner in contemplation, the weight of the day's events bonding them further. Lei's resolve was clear, fueled by his unshakable commitment to do what was right, regardless of the system he was living in. Jack could only nod, his respect for his partner greater than ever before. After their shared lunch, Jack and Lei parted ways, each tasked with the responsibility of briefing their superiors. Jack made his way to the U.S. Embassy, where he was scheduled to meet with the ambassador and recount the events that had unfolded. Jack detailed the intricate web of corruption they'd unraveled, describing how the mission's revelations had sent shockwaves through Beijing's political landscape. Laura listened intensely, her eyes narrowing as she absorbed the implications of each piece of evidence Jack laid out. "There is going to be some fallout from this," Laura contemplated as Jack finished his report. "Secretary Leo is not the first high-ranking party member exposed for corruption. In the past, such revelations have triggered a power vacuum, often filled with a volatile mix of old guard and ambitious newcomers. We'll need to maintain robust diplomatic channels to navigate the transition and ensure a good communication line with whoever will follow Leo here in Beijing." Laura paused, puffing out her cheeks in contemplation before continuing her train of thought.
"Well, that'll be my problem, not yours," she added. "I'm relieved you're intact, Jack, and that justice was served for Nick in the end. Thank you."
"I'm just glad it's over," Jack admitted.
Laura nodded, her expression turning somber again.
So am I. I guess it's really over for good. With Tong Shesha dead and Liao missing, it seems the access to Liang Wei's Bitcoin fortune might be irretrievably lost forever. Her tone mixed frustration with relief, knowing she had one less problem to worry about in the future. Jack nodded in agreement, his mind drifting to the thoughts of home. He yearned for the familiar, for the end of his foreign escapade. With the debrief complete, Jack left the embassy and collected his belongings from the hotel before heading to the airport. Although he had already secured a birthday gift for his daughter in San Diego, he wanted to find something uniquely meaningful from China to add to her present. He steered clear of the usual shops peddling generic souvenirs and knickknacks as he moved through the bustling airport. Instead, he was drawn to a bookstore nestled among the terminals, where a particular title caught his eye. It was a book on Confucian philosophy, detailing how his ancient teachings have shaped East Asian societies for millennia, and exploring how, if at all, they could be integrated within the individualistic lifestyles of Western nations. Jack picked it up without a second thought. Content with his choice, Jack proceeded to the gate. The familiar silhouette of the C-37B on the tarmac was a welcome sight. Jack boarded the plane, his body sinking into the seat with a long, slow breath. As the plane lifted off, Beijing shrinking below, he closed his eyes, appreciating the first moment of real peace since landing in China. His mission was over. Justice was done, and a new friendship was forged. And now, he was going home.